not too bad. Kind of just getting settled in and feeling it out and watching some of the older guys and seeing how everything's working and kind of just falling in line.
We saw the YouTube clip. How often did you, was it, you know, every other game you had a fake play, trick play?
I think we ran 5 this year maybe. So, you know, every other, you know, whenever Coach saw an opportunity, he'd take advantage of it. So, he was always on top of that.
That's your chance to feel a little bit more like a football player?
Just a little bit, just outside of the punting room.
Is your ball traveling farther here? Is it going any farther?
It's definitely windier than Syracuse, I'll tell you that. But, like I said, still feeling it out. Just trying to do what I normally do and just keep working, really.
What's your game as a punter? Are you more directionality, power?
At Syracuse, what I like to do, I mean, our coach has always had, especially when Chris Gold was there working with me, he always talked about effective punts. So, you know, not the 60-yard low line drives that, put us in a tough position, but working on hang time. That's always been my thing is, hang the ball up and place it and try to help out my coverage team as much as I can. So, I'd say that would be my main focus.
How's your approach going to be coming in? Long-time popular punter here, Britton Colquitt, and you're here with hopes of unseating him. How are you going to go about it when you in that situation you're in?
Yeah, I mean, I've always looked up to Britton as a punter. These last couple of years, I've watched a bunch of film on him. I mean, he's an amazing punter, and I'm just going to go do the same thing I always do and keep kicking footballs and let the rest handle itself.
Broncos fans are excited because they have drafted a punter with attitude. Do you, on the field, kind of like to show your emotions and show that attitude that not just a punter?
Yeah, I definitely get excited. I mean, I haven't always been a kicker. I grew up, I was a quarterback. I played baseball and definitely got a little fire inside of me. I'm not just kind of a deadhead that runs out there and kicks the ball and runs off the field. You know, I have emotions too. So it does come out every now and then, but I try to keep it behind the scenes.
Expectations? Were you in the draft? Were you hoping to get drafted? And what happened when you got the call from the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of left that open, because, as a punter, most of the times you go in free agency. But I kind of left it open to say whatever happens, happens. And when the Broncos called, I couldn't have been more excited.